This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. One of the things that interested me in my reading of Deuteronomy is found in chapter 17, beginning with verse 14. Moses anticipates a day after Israel conquers the Promised Land, when they will say, "Let us set a king over us like all the nations around us." This indeed did happen, as recorded in 1 Samuel 8, during the time of Samuel. He was greatly displeased when they made this request. God was even more displeased because their request was essentially a rejection of him as their king. They wanted to move from a theocracy where God ruled to a monarchy where a human king ruled. What a sad choice they made. Here in Deuteronomy, God predicted through Moses that this would happen and gave clear instructions about what they should require of a king. The reason for these clear instructions is because man in the place of authority will likely become proud and use and take advantage of his people to further his own interests and passions. There's always the danger of idolatry, so the challenge given was for the king to write a copy of God's law on a scroll, keep it with him, and read it daily. This would lead him to revere the Lord his God and follow his law. It would also give him a proper view of himself as being no better than his fellow Israelites. An impact thought developed in my mind as I reflected on this. A regular personal exposure to God's word inspires reverence for God and devotion to do his will. It also prepares the heart to receive God's abundant blessing. Keep that impact thought in mind.